There was nothing the Pope could do about her plight. Money, however, could do the trick. 2 years and 34 tons of gold later, Richard was ransomed into freedom, but his kingdom was bankrupt. The cost of acting out heroic war games was measured in blood as well as money. Showing contempt for the defenders of a besieged castle by standing in front of them without armour, a lone archer's bolt found the join between Richard's neck and his shoulder. The wound turned gangrenous. Within 10 days, the Lionheart was dead. A triumph of daredevil romance over common sense. His body was laid in a tomb at the foot of his father's in Anjou. The heart of the Lionheart was taken to the great cathedral at Rouen in Normandy, which seems fitting since this city was always more of a capital to Richard than London. His brother John, who succeeded him, was buried in England, mostly in Worcester Cathedral, because the monks of Craxton Abbey had taken care to steal away his entrails, making John in death, as he'd been in life, one is tempted to say, gutless.